At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring. Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
And he hits one in the air to deep right center. Back goes Mullins to the warning track at the wall. It's out of here! Pete Alonso ties the game with a two-run homer. Lindor and Alonso, two-run shots in the eighth, and the Mets get even at 6-6. Number 247 for Alonso, five away from Strawberry, and he gets the Mets even in the eighth.
Home run call of the day, Pete Alonso. Gary Cohen with the home run call. And Pete Alonso with the home run, game-tying home run. Yep. A lot of people might suggest that the home run call of the day should be the guy who hits the first inside-the-park walk-off home run by a catcher since Benny Tate in 1926. I mean, I would have said that we have that home run call for Benny Tate. I think that's what we did way back when with Baseball Isn't Boring, right? When you have an inside park home run from a catcher, it's a walk-off. It seems to be straight ball right down the middle for home run call of the day. But no, Pete Alonso hits the home run. And when it comes to home run call of the day, let me tell you, let me give you a little inside information with Baseball Isn't Boring. Producer Evan can do anything he wants. He has carte blanche when it comes to home run call of the day. And if he wants Pete Alonso to be the guy who gets home run, the home run call of the day, and Gary Cohen to be the guy who calls the home run call of the day, then let it be said, let it be done. That's going to be the home run call of the day. We will imagine it what Patrick Bailey's inside the park walk-off home run by a catcher was. Just like we are imagining what Benny Tate was back in 1926, the last time it happened. Like you said, we want to take you behind the curtain when it comes to Baseballs and Boring. And part of being behind the curtain for Baseballs and Boring is how our scientists whip up these stickers that make everything better. It's magical. It's science. It's unbelievable. We have so many examples. We had cited one, which just keeps on going, the interview we did with Ross Atkins, Toronto Blue Jays GM. And since then, the Toronto Blue Jays record has been incredible, including, by the way, now they've won 10 in a row. The magic just keeps coursing through the veins of Ross and the Toronto Blue Jays. But we have another example. One which we are going to highlight on today's podcast, and that's Trevor Story. So you're going to hear a little bit about this description about what happened, but Trevor Story had just like the worst month you could imagine in May. Had a good April, but in May, not only the worst month of his career, but he was the worst hitter in baseball. And people were talking about DFA. People were talking about, you know, moving on. People were talking about this is the end of Trevor Story, whatever it is. Yet, one day, on June 4th, second game of the series at the Yankee Stadium, Trevor Story is walking off the field at Yankee Stadium at the end of batting practice. I'm standing there right at the entrance of the dugout. I give him a Baseballs and Boring sticker. Right then and there, everything turned. Everything turned. Since that moment, you can go back to it, he has been one of the best hitters in baseball. Not hyperbole. One of the best hitters in baseball. And it all led to doing a podcast with him, which you're about to hear. And by the way, we do the podcast, sit down for the podcast, talk about that story, talk about a lot of different things. Rafael Devers' situation, how Trevor's story turned things around, the highs and lows, the dramatic highs and lows of his career since coming to Boston, opt-outs, all of it, what he runs in the 40, how much he benches, all of it. We do all that. And then just a few hours later, it kicks in again. He hits another home run, 3-run homer. I mean, like I said, the baseball isn't boring scientists. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. We are cooking. All right. If everybody, I'm going to send out some of those Baseballs and Boring stickers to make everybody's life a little bit better. But in the meantime, I want to give you this podcast where I sit down with Trevor Story. It's a great conversation. I always enjoy talking with him about all things him, all things baseball, all things Baseballs and Boring stickers. All right, here you go. And once again, before we go, before I give you the podcast, thank you, Producer Evan, for all your hard work and all your expertise. You can, like I said before, you can put Pete Alonso as the home run call any day of the week. All right, here you go. Here's Trevor's story.
All right, there's no human being on the planet that I'd rather be talking to right now than Trevor Story. That's a fact. That's a fact. That was a great way to start, kick off your work day.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you, but I'll take
it. It's true. What are you talking about?
All right.
Come on.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking. And so the first question is an obvious one. When I give you a sticker, when you're walking from the Yankee Stadium field into the dugout on June, let's say, 4th-ish, 4th-ish, did you feel right there the positivity coursing through your body?
I definitely did. It's been a big part of the resurgence.
Thank you.
The Baseball Isn't Boring stickers. We've got a lot of them now. We've kind of started this tradition, so we got to keep it going.
I mean, does everyone realize this? I feel like you do have a lot of, I don't know how many more Yeti bottles and laptops and lockers you can be putting this on. So you got to be spreading the wealth. So what we're talking about is, listen, you know, it works 100% of the time, 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, it was in Yankee Stadium. You were coming off the field. I want good things to happen to you. You're going through some tough times. I gave you a sticker. And since then, you became the best hitter in baseball. It's science. I mean, I'm not even lying. You have become the best hitter statistically.
That's just, I guess that's a fact now. So, yeah, man, it's cool. It's a cool little thing. Positivity, man. I think it goes a long way, and I appreciate that. So we'll keep it going.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's positivity. Like when I interview James Woods and he hits a 451-foot home run, that's all he's thinking about as he's rounding the bases.
Yeah,
it's that interview. So I do want to. So you talk about, you know, there's you're a fascinating study. I'm going to take that back. It makes you look like a cadaver. Like it's like, but it's a fascinating study about your season, about mentality, about process, about evolution, about like the, we can't. You know, it is a roller coaster. Any season like this.
Yeah.
So when we talk about that sort of up, down, up again, how much of it is mental? Like how much is it? Is just like just getting in the right headspace?
Yeah, a lot of it. I mean, most of it, I would say. It's such a, you know, the talent level at this, you know, at this level is everyone can do something special. And I think I lean, you know, early in my career, I leaned on that a lot. And I think just, you know, time away from the game and, you know, as you get back into it and back into the flow and the do the adjustment periods of it, it takes some guys longer. Sometimes it doesn't. But I think the, you know, what I've learned about myself is, you know, most of it is mental. and just being in the, like you said, the right headspace to execute my plan that night. And a lot of it is about, you know, relaxation, a lot of visualization, and just kind of getting out of having the energy on me. It's more about, you know, what I, you know, what I want to happen, envisioning that, and just relaxing, I think, has been a big part of, you know, me learning, relearning kind of how to do that and do it on a daily basis.
But you can do that. Like, you, like yeah. you went a month. I mean, you went a month every day trying to do that.
And, yeah.
You know, without sort of probably the results that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the urge to, and other people's urges to trying to try to fix you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and you trying to fix you, like all of that. Like, that right. was the ultimate test, I guess, to what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a total buy-in, I think, with the mental game. It's, you know, you can't be one foot in, one foot out, because it's work that you can't really see, you know, and that's the part that is so easy about turning to mechanics or turning to technique, you know, because that stuff you can go in the cage and hammer for 4 hours a day and you can feel, you can see it, it's tangible, you know. So, but the mental stuff is, it's, you know, not so tangible. You can't really see the work that goes on. It's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, but to me, it's the most important and it's the most rewarding. And once I kind of just submitted to that, man, and just really, really bought into it, because I tried the other way for so long. Mm. And, you know, now that I'm, you know, we've done this for about a month, you know, I can feel the consistency, and I think that's where it lies.
Like I said, a lot of well-meaning people are trying to, you know, help, sure. too. And it's like every, all along the way. And you know, you, I don't know if you ever, I think about a year ago, we sat, maybe it was in a dugout in Colorado or something. You mm-hmm. were like, and you talked about their low points and fighting through that. Like, you mentally, you've had to fight through a lot,
yeah.
a lot more than you probably 3 years ago ever thought you would have to fight through, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's been a, you know, it's been a grind. You know, the first 3 years didn't, you know, kind of pan out how we wanted to, but yeah, that's life. And I think the way you respond to it, the way you come back from it, says more about who you are, you know, when things are going perfect. So, and this is life, man. I'm learning. I'm still, you know, still evolving, still trying to be the best I can in every aspect of my life. And that's also, too, has a big, big impact on it. You know, I love baseball. It's my favorite thing to do in the world, and it's my job. But, you know, I feel like I'm more than that. It's more about, you know, being a good dad, being a good husband, a good family member. There's a lot of things outside that come into play, too. With the performance on the field. So when I can really be present in each of those moments and each of those kind of categories in my life, then I feel like that's really what winning is about.
How have you, here's a cliche question, but how have you changed since you came here to Boston? And there's obvious like impetus for changes because mm-hmm. of everything you went through.
Yeah.
But as we sit here, how do you say, this is how I'm different than maybe I didn't expect to be different?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a lot tougher, yeah. you know.
That's good, though.
Yeah, like, no, it's good, because yeah. to be tough, you have to go through some stuff, man. It has, you know, there's not going to be easy times, and that's where the toughness is built. And I think I'm so thankful for those moments. Obviously, in the times that they're happening, they suck, man. And you're not thankful for them. But on the other side of it, you know, kind of where we're at now, you see this has kind of forged me to – you know, be in the position that I'm at now and the position that our team is. And I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. I believe in that. And I think you just got to find the perspective in each of those times to find the positive.
I'm going
to
give you my definition of toughness, because I tell it to like my high school basketball team all the time, and they don't listen to it, but maybe you will. Definition of toughness is to do something that you don't want to do with as much passion and enthusiasm as something you do want to do.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty good, isn't it? Right?
That's a great, I love that. That's good. I mean, it's speaks straight to the, like when you're rehabbing and you know, you're doing the same thing for 4 weeks straight, but you got to show up and do it like it's the first day, you know, that's it. Like it's exciting and something you want to do.
Yeah. I think kids see toughness is like, oh, well, I want to get hit in the face. Well, you know, or whatever it is, but it is really, it's a mindset. And I think that to your point, that's why I'm glad I asked the question, because you're like, oh, well, I'm a lot tougher than I was, whatever, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Which 3 years ago, you probably thought I'm at the peak level of toughness.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, you don't know till you know, I guess is the best way to put it.
That's another one. We get some good bumper stickers. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. So when you've landed, like, to go back to sort of when you came to Boston, and that was a weird sort of off season and contract and everything.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Everything else. And you have it put in there, you know, where you can, if you want, you can opt out if you want after this year. How's your mindset changed? And I ask this because now you know the city, now you've changed, now you've been around this team. And I'm not asking you to say, oh, I'm going to do this or do that. But when you have that in the contract, like, how do you view that differently now than even when you had the contract on?
I think it's obviously the opt-out is just a, you know, an option to be flexible and to reevaluate, I think, after, you know.
You don't know. You don't know what you're doing.
You never know, you know. Yeah. You never know exactly how, because, you know, I would have never thought, you know, the first 3 years would have went how they did here, and they did, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the point of the opt-out, is for both sides to have a little flexibility to see, you know, see where this thing's going. And like I've said, man, I love it. I love Boston. This is, you know, a second home to us. And so we're, you know, I don't see anything happening, but obviously there's business side of it too. So We love being here. I love playing for the Red Sox. And
do you love it more than you thought you would?
Is that a weird I just knew I was going to love it.
I know that cite like the watching the playoff game. Yeah. And the people pouring beer on their face when Xander hit the home run and everything. But
right. But
you know, I don't know. You have a different perspective now.
Yeah. No, I just feel I feel honored to play here, man. I think that's kind of the thing that hits me every time I come here to Fenway. You know, every time we put on the jersey, it's like, it's just such a special feeling, and you don't get that. I don't think you get that everywhere. So I hold that dear to my heart, and I take that out there with me every time I play.
Can I tell you, I'm going to show you how old I am. I was sitting in this dugout right here where we're sitting, and Dustin Pedroia's rookie year, and Alex Cora is like a utility player. And they sit there. Pedroia comes out. You probably heard stories of him like showing up at two, like noon in his uniform. Mm-hmm. And he just turns to Cora and says, "Is it like this everywhere?" And, like, and Cora's like, "No, no." Yeah. I mean, but you don't know, like, and you know, Nick Punto had said it once. He's like, "This place is between 7 and 10. It's just. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that like, you've gotten a taste of that,
mm-hmm.
And you don't know. To go back to the original question, which is, you don't know until you know, right?
Right. Yeah. It's just the atmosphere, kind of the whole, you know, the history of the Red Sox, the amazing ballpark, the passion of the fans. It just feels like it means more. I think that's the way I put it best is, you know, it feels like it means more when you show up here and the place is buzzing always and the fans are always into it and they're passionate, man. They want to win just as much as us. And I think that gives us an edge.
Are you better than you ever have been? And I say this because, you know, I talked to Rob Refsnyder about this, where there's sometimes in your life there's a confluence of you have the education, the experience, and then the physical ability where it all sort of hits at the same time. It seems like for you right now as we sit here, that might be the case. Do you feel like you're better than ever?
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think, you know, you're always trying to find ways to get better, and it's never a finished product. I think that's important to note. But yeah, like you said, given the experience, all the things that I've been through, and just time on the field too, I feel like, you know, all the things are, you know, kind of lining up to where I can, like I've said, I feel stable out there. You know, I feel consistent. It feels like it did, you know, for that kind of 4 or 5 year stretch there in Colorado. And
but you're more experienced. You'll be the thing is that you know more.
Right. I have more experience. I have,
and you're tougher.
Yeah. So, like you said, there's a lot of things that are kind of lining up in my favor, and I feel good. I feel like I can leverage those things, leverage the experience, leverage the health now, which is something that obviously, you know, not having to worry about your body every single day, how it's going to feel, is very freeing mentally. So, I feel good about kind of all aspects of the game right now.
It's also nice to win.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's like
winning's good.
That helps, you know, that solves everything.
Winning in Boston everything. Stuff, man. Like, yeah. Like, that's the other part of that. We talk about the flowers and the roses and everything mm-hmm. else. When you don't win,
yeah,
it's heavy.
No, it is. It's heavy, and we feel that, man. And it's we feel a responsibility to go out there and put, you know, a winning team out there and a team that's going to compete for a championship every year, and we haven't done that, but you know, we feel really good about where we're at now. We feel like these past years have, you know, we've kind of built to where we're at now, and we feel like we're about to take off.
Let me go back a couple weeks, obviously, with Rafi stuff, and for me, and I understand the value of Rafi, understand like the value as a teammate, as a player, and everything else. But what's done is done. Ottavino came on the podcast. He's like, "Listen, players, you kind of just move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, you don't. This is what it is, and we're moving on."
Yeah.
I also get the sense for you guys, and please tell me if I'm full of hoey, like that you guys were like, "Hey, listen, we are good enough." Like I heard the like one, you know, it's 1 of 26 or whatever, but we are good enough. And there is an element of we want to prove to people that we are good enough. We are good players. It's not just as you said, like one guy. You mm-hmm. know, would that be fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely, you know, kind of an attitude of that, you know, it's bigger than one guy. And I think, you know, like you said, like Otto said, the game goes on, man, and it goes on forever. Doesn't matter if you're hurt. Doesn't matter if, you know, you trade a franchise guy. Doesn't matter. Like, you have to play. The game is coming at 7 o'clock, and you got to be able to find a way to compete and win. And I think that's, I think, how we've been able to turn the page a little bit and just focus on what's the main thing, man. It's about going out there playing ball, playing good baseball, clean baseball, and I think we've done a decent job of it there, you know, after the dust kind of settled after the trade.
Yeah, how long did it start feeling that way? Because, listen, I mean, it's human nature. Like,
yeah.
When we're running up to you guys in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, in Seattle, you know, we face, you know, three aces. Yeah. And we face some tough pitching right after that in San Fran, too. So, it's, you know, these – these guys are good, man. And I think it just took a little time to kind of settle in and kind of re-identify, I think, who we are as a team. And I think because Rafi's such a big part of that. He was for a long time, and, he carried a presence for sure. And I think just took a little time, and I think, we're obviously letting the young bucks run, and it's a little different style of game where we can just be more athletic and very versatile team.
Also, communication, like this is another good thing that I think that you do well, that some guys in there do well. The communication is such a huge part of this whole equation. Whether it's, I know you talked about it, like with Craig communicating what the plan was, or you communicating like maybe what he said to somebody. I don't know. The communication is a huge, huge thing in the course of a beast of a baseball season. People understand, you guys are together a lot. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of stuff going on. And if you don't communicate, it can be a death now, right?
Yeah, yeah. And especially here in Boston, it feels like, there's no little things, anything can get, anything can get blown out of proportion or, just feel bigger than it really is. And I think that's where the communication, especially amongst us and, our teammates and with the front office and with AC, we do a great job of everyone knows what's going on in between these walls, man. And we have a clear mission. We have a clear understanding of what we need to do. And I think when it's all clear, in between those clubhouse walls and up top, then, the talk surrounding Fenway is kind of just
and it was up in the air. It was clear.
It was clear.
Yeah.
It was clear.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, of course.
What can you run a 40 in right now?
Right now?
Yeah. Did you play football, right?
Yeah. I never really tested the 40, but
I hate when
we did the 60 in baseball. And okay. Yeah, my best was 6.48 back in senior year of high school, but I don't know. I don't know what it would be.
I see. This is baseball players are no fun because all I want to say is sit 40 in bench press, your max bench. No one benches except Tyler O'Neill. Yeah. Tyler was. I asked that. He's like, yeah, he had no problem with that.
He's got no problem with that. But I don't got anything for you on that one, bro.
No, it's okay. I don't. It's just my own thing. I just want to know how many people max. The last thing is I think we did a whole podcast on sneakers and shoes and cleats and stuff like that. So
there he is,
the
man himself.
The brand has never been hotter. So when you look at the way the baseball, this is a big question, but I think that you're a good guy to ask this because you do value whether it's the belts or the cleats or whatever. Do you think baseball is going in the right direction in terms of embracing this more than ever?
Yeah, for sure. It's been cool, man. You get to, I'm not the most loud guy or, big personality, but
you know what you're doing.
I find, that's my way of kind of, letting my personal flair out. And obviously, the baby blue has been my color all the way back to Colorado. So I like to pop that, within my custom cleats, and Nike does an incredible job. Meeting with them every offseason is one of my favorite things to do with, going over what we're going to do, designs for the season. And, now the belts I feel like have taken off this year. The Pioneer belts I've loved them. I know they're local in Texas, so I'd love to support that. And they take care of me, man. And, I think it's cool that MLB is allowing it because, that's kind of the way the world is trending, The kids got to have their drip. And, we're setting a good example in that way.
I'm desperately trying. I feel like I'm using 5% of my brain when it comes to baseballs and boring. And so, obviously, stickers and whatever, T-shirts. Bobby Dalbec had suggested you doing the things that, the things that you put on your head, the bandana things.
Oh, yeah.
If you have any ideas, please let me know. So we can slap baseballs and boring on it.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, it's the youth.
Right.
Little Johnny wants what little Teddy wants,
Yeah. I know.
You got any ideas? So what I'm saying,
I'll think about it. Let me think about that.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it.
I'll come up with some.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you want to commit to this. You have tattoos? You have tattoos?
Yeah, I have two.
You have two. Yeah. Yeah. If you were Roman Anthony, win the World Series, you want to get a, will you get a Baseball's and Boring tattoo?
Look at this. We'll leave that to Roman.
Look at this. Look at that. Like,
he's right, noncommittal. He's
right
not
there. Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
You're living the brand.
That is, yeah. It takes 20 years off my life.
You're living the brand.
Yeah, living the brand.
That's owning it right
there.
Well,
listen.
But I don't know if I can commit to that.
No.
Sorry.
You know who did?
Who?
Your manager.
Did he really?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, all right. I appreciate it, man.
Of course,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.